If you guys, if my typing bothers you, just let me know and I'll mute it.
Okay. My name is Kathy Donahue, and this is a meeting of the Hampton Conservation Commission, regular meeting on Wednesday, February 17th, 2021 at 6:32 p.m. It's a virtual meeting on Zoom, and I'm turning it over to Mark Samros, the chair of this commission.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for sponsoring the meeting here.
Nice to see you again, Kathy.
Okay, so Penny, you want to take roll?
Oh, yeah, sure. Shout out, so I'll type it down. I mean, I can see you guys, but go ahead.
Marcia.
Okay.
Ev.
Like the Mickey Mouse Club. Got Pat.
Pat here, yep.
All right. Stan, are you there?
Stan is here.
Okay.
I'm this phone number at the bottom.
All right.
And if everybody else would mute except this person talking, it eliminates the feedback.
Stan, do we seat Stan as an alternate or do we have a quorum? And there's somebody else down in the bottom there. Oh, that's Bruce. He's just a guest. Okay. And Kim.
Yeah. So we have a quorum, right? And we don't have to seat alternates?
I guess not.
Okay. Do we have any audience for citizens' comments?
Hello?
Yep.
Is this the Hampton Conservation Commission meeting?
It is.
Okay, this is Karen Hamilton.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. They said I couldn't speak until somebody said something first. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I was at the right meeting. Anyway,
you're
guess
in
I
right
am.
Place.
Okay.
Oh, very good. So I am here via phone.
Okay.
You're talking. Yep.
All right. So there's no audience for citizens.
It doesn't sound like that.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes of our last meeting, which was December's meeting?
I think we have to have a motion first to accept them, and then there's discussion as to whether or not they need to be corrected.
So move.
Okay.
Second.
Is that you, Marcia?
Yes.
Okay. Now discussion, correction.
So we have a motion for acceptance.
We have
all those in favor.
Wait, Mark.
Sorry.
Now
any
you can
additions
ask.
Or correction?
Thank you. Okay, none.
Okay, so all those in favor of accepting the minutes?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion accepted. Anybody have any additions to the agenda that we have?
I do, Bruce. I don't know if this is necessary. Do we need approval of the 2021 meeting dates that you sent us?
You should.
We do. It's down at the bottom of the agenda.
Oh, okay. I got it. And are you going to talk about the budget?
I do. I was going to say I'm going to add that as to the agenda, budget recommendations and comments.
Where is that on the agenda?
No, it is not, but I'd like to add that to
add
the
it? Okay.
Agenda.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go to old business then. And we've got three or four things there for Penny. Open space hiking brochure. Penny, I looked at all the stuff you've sent us over the course of this past week. It's a tremendous amount of work that you put into this.
Sure.
Yeah, it was really incredible.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't get to do more, but it's been cold and I haven't been out there.
Oh, yeah.
And Pat and Marcia have been giving me some information about things to keep in and take out the entries are Joshua's Trust private easements, and so the public can't go on them, so we'll take that off. I think that's the Fuller property. And also people have been giving me some photos. I just haven't had time to go up to Donna, because I have to sit with her for quite a while and make sure that she can do this. I don't know if she can, so I'll keep plugging away at it. I don't mean to sound like Bob, but I'm getting there.
I have a comment on my comment about the easements. I think are you talking about the Fuller Preserve? That is an owned Joshua's Trust property, and you just can't get to it because it is landlocked. So I don't think in a brochure of telling people where they can hike, it's a good idea. And did we have other easements in there? I don't recall them. I mean, what you were referring to as easements.
Okay. But I'm going to take the Fuller property out because you can't get there.
Yeah, I think it would just confuse people.
Okay.
Penny, what do you need from Donna?
Well, Donna's the person who is going to put this on the website in the form that we talked about. Let me just get my thing out of the way so I can see you guys. Hopefully that when you go onto the Hampton Conservation Commission part of the town website, they'll be, you know, see our open space brochure. It will open up to a PDF that has the photos included and links to other things that aren't in the brochure, like maybe extra maps, extra photos of different spots. And all of that requires a degree of web management that I hope Donna possesses, and that the program that they use to put stuff online can do. It may be too complex. I may have to revise stuff. I may have to put everything in a PDF and just have it, you know, a static thing without links. I don't know. I mean, I can put the links in there, but then somebody would have to go type them in manually, not just click on the link within the document. So I don't know what she can do. She said she could, but so I have to sit with her and explain and give her right the thing that I've sent you, because it was the file got so big, is for sending via email. So I'd have to give her on a data stick the photos, which are kind of large. And then she has to put them in a separate file and then upload them. Blah, blah, blah. So it just would take a while to sit with her and do that. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to wait until the brochure is absolutely perfect and all done, because I've told her that we will be updating it as we get more information, or as trails get cleared, or as, you know, things become better or worse or whatever. So I want to make sure that we put it in a format where it's easy for her to update whenever we have information.
Are we looking for volunteers to help you with this?
I've just asked for text. If anybody has any, profound thoughts about any of the properties, to give them to me, and also photos like people have been doing. Unfortunately, I mean, they're pretty, but you know, a ton of winter photos, it doesn't exactly scream, come walk me.
Right.
You know, we may have to add them in the future. Now, if anybody has, I mean, I want to get the basic bones on there, but with the possibility that there can be additional links. So if somebody has a musing on Trailwood, you know, we can put something in there like, you know, please see Mary Clam's essay on, you know, my walk at Trailwood, and you could just click to that link and do that. I don't know how far into the weeds any of the web people at the town go. I don't know how the site is set up, so we'd have to see. But whatever you want to tell me, that'd be great. And if you know any other properties that I'm not talking about and that you want on the website or you don't want, let me know. As far as the roads go, I think that's another, except for a couple of them, you know, like the Windy Hill Road extension, which is kind of a nice walk, and Jericho Road. The other ones are not part of this brochure at this point, because it's just something else that we're talking about that I haven't done much lately on this month.
I know that you can go out Windy Hill and then cross over. I forget the name of the road in Brooklyn, but they do match up. And that's also mm-hmm. true of Sarah Pearl. I never went through that, and I'm glad you noted that, because it's really kind of a fun walk after it's a road. And I'm not sure about Sarah Pearl whether that's a walking opportunity or not. But.
Yeah, I think, well, Randy has it down, so I was planning on going to do it. I don't know.
No, I know.
Windy Hill is a good walk. They've got some trees down, though. So.
No, years ago, we talked about that. I mean, Randy and I, about those roads that are contiguous with, you know, I mean, they stopped using them. They used to be used when people traveled, you know, when they didn't have motor cars. And so more roads that went through were more important.
Yeah.
That's also true of Parker, which was, you know, an important east-west thing until we got Route 6.
Yeah, I mean, you can still walk on Parker Road. I used to run it.
No. I mean, there's a bunch of them, is what I'm saying. They communicate with the other towns.
We could actually include, if you wanted to, we could include Parker Road as part of the Pudding Hill Preserve property, because it butts up against it.
Yeah, I mean, you can go from one end to the other.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's great. But, no, I agree. No, you know, we're in there, yeah. So are there trail brochures that are at the trailheads? I mean, or are they even necessary? Maybe they're just so well marked that you don't need them.
Some, like Joshua's Trust, has maps, and I know that Edwards now does, thanks to Stan, and some of them, like OSPI's, used to have little brochures, but they have been taken over the years.
Audubon has a map if you go into their info shed.
Every place that had a map showing, I took a photo of to include with the description. I mean, some of them aren't the greatest photos of the map, but at least they're there. Not paper maps, though.
Yeah, but I'm just, you know, just more guidance to somebody who's unfamiliar, that's all. And I don't even know what's necessary, maybe nothing. So
I think one of the things that everything seems to be moving towards is some sort of digital presentation.
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing. Everything's digital now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
so true.
Once the brochure is complete, it's easy to transfer that over to pick it up on a phone or that sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd like to make
a motion.
And also
print from it. So.
I'd like to make a motion that Penny go with what she has right now. It seems quite substantial, and work with Donna and see if we can get that up. And then if we want to do more later, we can. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great, well, we have a motion.
Yeah.
I thought that was the plan.
I can stop doing that,
which is great. So
it'll take me a while to coordinate with her, because I'm working the days that, I mean, I'm not even at home on the days when the town hall is open. So I'd have to take a day off of work and make sure that Donna has several hours to spend with me. So it's going to be a while. I'll do it, but you know, don't
I'm
hold
just
breath.
I'll clarify my motion. When Penny and Donna can get together, I think it's time that we try to do this rather than try to add more things and change things around right now.
I agree. So we have a motion on the floor. Anybody want to second this motion?
I'll second it.
Excuse me, can you just identify yourselves for the tape so if people listen to the tape?
Yes, Pat Cassio, I second it.
Oh, sorry, what? Pat made the motion?
No, Marcia made the motion, Pat seconded it.
Pat seconded.
Thanks.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know if we did.
I don't know. It's just that we've talked and talked so much, I thought maybe a motion would take it and let us get going rather than having to have it, quote, well, perfect.
I was not bringing up things, trying to load on more work onto Penny. It was it's just thought.
Penny, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Penny, is there anything that I can do to help you? Because I'm laid off from work at the moment. So I don't know if there's anything that I can help you with. If you're so stressed, you know, it's just too much or whatever. I don't know. I can't really do digital stuff, but if there's any other kind of stuff.
I want you guys to go out and walk the properties. You know, there's a list of them there. Go out and look at them and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I walk a lot, especially the one on Windy Hill Road. I do walk those. I walk on all of them around with my dog all the time. Okay. The one on Windy Hill Road, like you said, is, you know, there's a lot of trees down now. But yeah, I walk on those regularly in the Joshua Trust and the other one, Edwards. And
the other thing that we need to do, once this thing, even before it is ready, is there should be a plan to at least do some trail marking or maintenance or identification, at least a tiny little sign. If we're going to, you know, make a brochure, we should at least mark these things. So if people show up, there's a little tiny, you know, pink dot on the first tree or something to just say, here you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's as far as thank you, Karen, but, you know, I got all the information and I can just.
Okay. You know. Well, if there's anything like even just putting the marks down, like you said, go on the trails and mark them or something. I'm not sure how I would do that, but if that's something that I could help out with, I could certainly do that.
Could I give you a chainsaw?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Seth.
There's no trails.
That'd be good.
There's no trails at the big preserve on 97. It'd be nice if somebody just, you know, went in there and marked.
Yeah, I was confused about that. I pulled into there. The one, it's the Pudding Hill something or whatever, right? It says Pudding. I pulled in there and I was like, okay, we're going to go for a little hike. I had my dog. And there's like no trail. There's like a little parking lot, but there's no trail. I was like,
make three, make five.
Okay. I was like confused because I really didn't. First, I thought I saw a little path that kind of went along bordering that property.
That can see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems to me that we keep going over the same thing, and Penny's done an awful lot of work. I like the idea personally of let's stop talking about it and do something. And something seems to me to be, well, you got a better idea, I'd be happy to hear it, but let's do something. And the something seems to me to be take what we've already got and get Donna involved and get it done. You know, if we're going to have a brochure with 50 trails in it, that's wonderful. But right now we have a half a dozen. Let's get something done and we can improve from there. A couple thoughts come to mind, Penny, about utilizing Donna. If she's not capable of doing this or doesn't have the time to do it, we might want to think about exploring the computer classes at the high school for somebody who's a gifted child with this.
She's the webmaster, and if she can't do it, then we can ask Alan to purchase the services of the company that hosts the site, and I think that they can they can do it. But she seemed to think that she could do it. And if not, and also Renee was doing a little bit of it before, so she might know something too. I don't think we have to, I think that in-house expertise is there. Just have to nail down the person who does it.
This is Marcia.
You're going to follow up with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll try to meet with her. Oh, no, I can't do that. Maybe, sorry about this, guys, but it has to be the earliest I can do it is March 4th, Thursday, March 4th.
Penny, would it help any if, Penny, would it help any if somebody took this amount of effort they put into it to her and let her look it over, see what she thinks? And
no, I can send this ahead of time to say, look, I've got to sit with you. And I don't think that, I mean, I sit with you to explain to you how to explain to Donna what goes into this. I don't think that anybody else.
Yeah.
It's Mark. Not that, you know, I am the necessary link in this chain. It's just that, you know, we all have our little idiosyncrasies as to how we put this stuff together. So
I think it would be a good idea if you sent this to Donna so she'd have an idea of what's coming her way.
I'm going to call her tomorrow and see if I can set something up for the 4th.
Bruce, did you want to say something here?
That's perfect timing. March 4th is just fine.
Yeah.
There's no need to.
Things are going to, we're going to have an early spring. You wait and see. We're getting all our snow now. So by the time March 4th rolls around, it's going to be beautiful.
Not that far away, actually.
Going to get a big snowstorm on the 4th. And
don't say that, F.
Eddie won't be able to go. And what the hell are we going to do?
Okay, Penny, do you have anything else on the Jericho property trail mapping or the roads project?
No, sorry. Not this month.
Okay. Marcia, you want to talk about the Land Conservation Council?
Okay, all I have to say really about it is I've been sending you what I get from them, and that would have been the same stuff we would have got if we had become a member of it. So if you see anything on there you're interested in, respond to it, do whatever you want with it. If somebody doesn't like getting it, let me know. I'll take your name off when I send that out. I get it periodically. I don't even know what the frequency is. I think whenever they have something, they put it out. You just got one recently, so.
Yeah, I looked on that one. It was beautiful. They have a lot of beautiful places I want to visit, you know?
Yeah, thank you for saying
that. Well done.
I said thank you when I replied to you. I thought it was to you, Marcia, saying
yes,
thank you for sharing that. But it was to you? Oh, okay. I thought it went to the land trust. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I got it. Whether you replied to them too, I don't know, but I did get
you. Thank you. Good. Okay, thanks. Thanks.
They had an article there about the knotweed project, Marcia. You have any comments on that you want to make?
Yeah, quite a bit. I tried to get this into the Gazette via Dana. She didn't think it belonged there this month. She said that then it got too full and they couldn't put it in, but she said she'll take a gardening column next month and put it in. I want the whole thing in there so people will see this and maybe respond to it. I did put a little blurb in about it. I got one response with one notation of where there is some knotweed. No, she can't help. She has physical limitations. But I think we all need to find people that are going to help us, or this is never going to fly unless we just do one or two plots and see how it works, which I do have the Boy Scouts that I still, and I think that would be more than one plot because they will probably separate out and work in small groups, but that's something we need to do. I would like to see if we could get something up on the website when we figure this thing out and get that up there also for people to be able to see maybe the blurb and this poster. I would like, Pat, if you can put it into your publication, I forget which, your neighbors or I forget what's called. That would be, I'm sorry. But if you can put if you can put the whole thing in some format. I don't know if you can do that or just get a blurb, write it up so that you and I can be contacted. We need helpers and we need...
How about something on Nextdoor?
I don't, that seems to be like...
It's a neighborhood thing.
It is. We probably could try it. If you want to try putting it up there, that's fine too. I don't know. It's usually for one time sort of thing or small. I don't know, but we could try that too.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. We could ask the person that moderates that if that's suitable. Let's see. I think we should have Penny's poster that we had on it long ago. I don't remember which month. Put it back up in the town hall again. And does anybody have a connection to Parish Hill High School that would go over there and see if we, some of those students might be like in an ecology club or something, excuse me, it might help us. I know it will be summertime, but if they're interested, maybe we can gather some young people. Let's see, I want to call it Nip the Knotweed because that's what this lady referred to it at the conference as. It's kind of a little bit catchy, I think, rather than removal of knotweed. So I think that should be with the publicity from now on. I don't know if the Mennonites will help us. I don't know they'll do it as an organized thing as we do it, but they might go out and do some on their own. So I will contact someone in that group. The other thing is it's getting close to when people need to know that we will be doing this in May or early June. We will be doing it mid-July, and we will be doing it before the end of August. So that if they can't do one time, they can do another. If they could do all three in one spot, that would be great. But that's going to need some explaining. But I'm going to use the Gazette with my green thumbs, I think, from here for a while and just do different things with it so that we can get this information out. And hopefully we get people, or maybe we'll just get back down to a few sites and see what we can show about how you might be able to get rid of this problem on your own property.
Marcia, have you picked dates?
I haven't picked dates yet. No, I haven't picked specific dates. I was hoping to get people and then work with the people that I got to pick a date that would work for them. But it's the way it's going. I don't see many people volunteering.
Have you, Marcia, written anything or created anything that says specifically what someone is volunteering for? Like, I need you to come 2 hours with your gloves to dig in the dirt and pull these things up. Or what exactly are they going to do?
Well, they're not going to dig in the dirt, first of all. They're going to cut it off and bag it. And then I'm pretty sure the town will take it away. I did talk to Alan about it. He said, good luck. It's a major thing, really hard to eradicate. But he was okay with the idea of it. But it will require people to have pruners, gloves, etc. But I was hoping to get some names, some people before.
Well, I think that people might want to volunteer when you spell out specifically what they're going to be doing.
That they're not going to be digging.
Help is like...
The next Gazette will be more specific. I will have that big thing in. If she'll give me a little more space, I'll put in some more particulars. I can't count on a certain amount of space anymore.
Marcia, this is Pat. Can you send me the same blurb or even shortened down version of it that you send the Gazette, and I'll make sure that the volunteers understand what they're volunteering for on the website too.
Okay, you can add to it. All right, because it's in the Gazette. You don't have, you can go online and get it from the Gazette? It's on the website.
Yeah, I can probably do a copy and paste. Yeah.
That will give you the information that's there. Add your name to it. Add the specifics that they will be cutting and bagging. Mm-hmm. You know, small, short pieces, because it... You only cut it when it's, a few inches tall, if you do it this often. I guess a few inches, depends on the season and how fast it's going to grow. But
okay.
And people will be...
require gloves and some kind of pruners or loppers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I won't mention this in the notices. A lot of times it's with poison ivy. So I think if I say that, we will get no one. But I think, we get to doing it, I definitely would, warn people of the poison ivy problem.
And you could also tell people whether or not they'd be doing it alone or with a group.
I put that in. I said either just by a single person or a group.
And if they can pick their own spot or if you're going to assign them a spot and, you know.
Okay. Well, I think if, I hate to say I'm going to assign them because I don't know who we're going to get. If somebody's from, say, Kenyon Road, they might want to work on Kenyon Road. If they're from another road, they might want to work on another road. I don't want to really assign them unless we have so many people and so many places to go. But
in I think I'd like people to sort of
have some choice.
Yes. Volunteers really want to know exactly what they're going to do. They don't want to think. They want you to say, go there. Here's some clippers. Do this. Okay, I'll do that. And at the end, I'll have a donut. They don't, you know, you don't say, well, do whatever you'd like. Go wherever you want.
No. That's not my intent to just say go wherever. When I get the information from both ends, the volunteers and the places, I will ask people of those to choose maybe. Or if you think I really should say, okay, you live on, I don't know what road's the furthest one from here, and you want to come to Kenyon and do it, I don't think that makes sense. But
as long as you have a list of where the places are.
I will have plenty of places. I will need people. And I think we can work that out. We'll probably have a group meeting. It's probably the best thing if people can get together at some point in time to hear about it and maybe join somebody else. If they join as an individual, they can join somebody else that's an individual or something. But I don't know if other groups in town, I don't know about the two churches. Stan, do you know if Congregational Church would have any group that might be willing to give us some time? Stan?
Stan's gone.
Stan.
Excuse me?
Stan's gone.
Oh, he's gone. I thought his number was still there.
I don't see it.
He must have left when I asked the question.
Disappeared.
All right. Well, I'm thinking of that. And I don't know if there's groups in, say, another church or I don't know other groups or in town.
Hey, Marcia, this is Karen. I was just wondering, I know Craigslist has a volunteer section and you can post, like, you don't want to do Craigslist?
No, I don't. No, I didn't say I didn't want to. I don't know anything about Craigslist. I don't know how far out we should go with this as far as people and if we get into any liability issues or anything. I don't know. I don't know anything about details like that. But I know when the ladies in Niantic did it, I was on a list of four invasive plants and I got asked as one of many, would I like to go help them? So you can put it out as far as you, I could put it out on something like that too. If we want to expand it outside our own community.
Well, I mean, it could still be local. I mean, there's a lot of people that use Craigslist still. I mean, they also use the Nextdoor is more, you know, within the community, but people do still use.
I don't know.
It's just a thought because I remember years ago when I was looking for volunteers to walk dogs at a shelter that I worked at. I put it on Craigslist and I got like six people within it and they were good people. They were really good people that just wanted to come in and help dogs. And,
I have no objection to it. Does anybody else have any feelings about whether we should go big?
You might not get any. I mean, I don't know. I'm just suggesting. I mean, I think the parish hill thing is a really good idea to get, teenagers that.
But who would like to contact them? Would you like to do that, Karen?
Who would I contact? Like the principal or?
I would just call over there. You're going to get a secretary.
Okay.
Tell her what you want.
I can do that.
They do
sure.
have an ecology club or they did have one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
She'd refer you to whoever that person is. And then you could find out from there, I think. But they have to be reminded that it will be happening in the summer months mostly.
Okay.
They'll still be in school May, but you know, the other two are in the summer.
Right.
And nobody
I'm writing
and
it down.
When these ladies did it that did it down in Niantic, they had crews go out for 1 hour. That was it. And then they got an amazing amount of stuff done, but I have a feeling they had very large crews.
Right. Well, I know in the past, like when I lived in Rhode Island, we'd always have like the beach cleanup days and everything. It was a specific one day and they'd go out for X amount of hours and then they'd have something after, like hot dogs or whatever, you know, pizza or whatever. And it was like a 3 or 4 hour thing, but they got a lot of people.
Yeah, well, we did town cleanup days too. And I don't recall, I was never here during the day they did it. So I don't know how the attendance was. Did anybody do that town cleanup day? So I have no idea.
I didn't. Yeah.
I don't know if it's even happened in the last couple of years. Something Bob always wanted to do, and we never quite got it done in time to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically where I'm at now, I hope you people on the committee are going to help with this to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as far as the physical day,
we have that little challenge right in our backyard, don't we, Ev?
I'm not saying
sorry. Anything. I don't mean to joke about. I don't mean to make a joke about. I'm sorry.
We're only doing it on the edges of the roads right now.
I know. Not going deep
into property. So
no, exactly. I know what you're talking about.
But if you are so inclined, it's a learning experience. You can do some more anymore you want on your own. But Pat said she'd help with it. How about Penny? Are you going to be? Think you'll be able to?
I can help. I will help. This is Karen. I will help.
Are you guys providing the tools and the bags or what? Are we?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Is everybody bringing their own stuff? Are you going
to
provide?
No, bags? I'm going to buy that with money from either our commission or the town. I've talked to Alan about it, so he has a clue that we will need some supplies. And I know the town crew is really good about picking up the bags that, or the piles, it usually is, of the stuff that is the two town gardens. When somebody weeds there, they just put it in a humongous pile, and then one of the road crew people eventually, not the same day necessarily, comes and get it. But this needs to go into bags, because if you just leave it there, it's going to sprout all over again.
Yeah, you should be... That'll be worse rather than there'll be no progress in there. If you don't bag it, then you may as well not bother.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I will get big, you know, garbage bags, that sort of.
And I'm sure, Marcia, that when you have a list of the places and the dates, that all of us would be happy to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
And get out a hunk.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Pat here.
Okay, so Marcia, do you have anything on the bird habitat or the wildlife seminar?
I have both.
Wait, I have one more thing
to say. Somebody's...
One more thing to say about knotweed before you move on is that you have to wait a little bit into the season to get established before you can spot it. Because until it's, you know, but once it pops. But you can't go looking for it when it's 4 inches high, because the following week it'll be 2 feet high. So
no, I think we have probably enough sites already designated that we know about that we won't have to go searching, but we do have to get it up, and it has to be cut off in May at some time up till June. That's the month they said is critical to get it. That's when it's really going to town, I guess.
It is. Last fall, I said that I would go look for it because I have spotted it. And by the time I got out, which is like only a week or two afterwards, this was whatever small fall meeting we talked about this, it was gone by. It had, it's very susceptible to frost kill.
Yeah. So it
drops almost immediately. So you really, because you can see it driving up and down, you don't have to go looking for it.
Right.
Once it's up a little bit. So anyway,
and I've checked out a lot in the fall, and Pat did too. So I think we have probably more sites than we will have people.
But, okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, Thank you. If some people will write in and tell us where they've seen it, also I can add that.
Well, I'll pick you up.
Marcia.
Yes.
Marcia, it's Karen. I just want to say real quick that there's, you know, I'm sure you know that there's some over at the Edwards place,
but the people
right, but the people that live, I think it's the guy that lives right in that next house. I was talking to him there one day, and he was like, you know, trying to eradicate it, and he was putting the plastic and, you know, chopping it down and everything like that. And but he had gotten, I think he'd just gotten so far into it, not that, you know, because there's obviously still a lot more.
Well, sure, his last name wasn't Freeman, and he has the property across the street, because I've been there when he's also been trying to chop it down in the parking lot.
Oh, it's probably the same guy.
He doesn't want it in his property. He's taken out tremendous amount of invasives.
Yes, it was probably the same guy.
Okay,
Marcia, he might be a resource. Thing.
The birds. Okay,
birds and...
Okay, the birds. Joshua's Trust never put the grant in, so there will be no grant, but I think they will probably do this project anyways. But in that they didn't put the grant in, I think I will let them coordinate it, and we might help them if we can. They will already have 5 duck boxes. They will have to, you know, need help and whatnot to put them in. They do have a major, huge crew of people that do work on their properties. And then the other part of it was to have bluebird boxes on the small field at Preston, the one that's, you know, by the road. And if they cut that down, you know, around the perimeter, because we can't ruin a hay field, then maybe Everett's rebar will be requested so they can do that. But I'm thinking the major labor part will be done by Joshua's Trust, I'm hoping. Because I did do a lot of research on that for them to find out about the ducks and whatnot. So, but there's nothing, I'm not going to even pursue that till later because they're in the midst of doing 10 million other things right now. Okay, the other one, this Wild Ones project thing, Penny told me about it. I spent 2 hours one Saturday with this Wild Ones group, which seems like a very intelligent working at native things, nature things and whatnot. And they had a speaker, her name was Anne White. She was a Vermont adjunct professor. She is an ecological landscaper. And she had, the topic was how native pollinator cultivars affect the pollinators. And there's I have a huge amount of stuff here, which I'm sure we don't have time to go over, but the one thing was the habitat loss is the greatest significance for pollinators. And as far as the cultivars, most, she did a very detailed scientific type study on pollinators versus straight native plants. And she found that in a lot of most of the cases, especially the bees and the wasps and the bugs and that sort of stuff, really like the native plants versus the cultivar. Some of the cultivars are of absolute no value. If they're double flowered, then the bees and whatnot have a really hard time. Some of these plants that they have worked so hard to make wonderful, beautiful things for gardens don't even have any nectar in them. Some of them are, and then she gave one example of Aster almopaski, which is a plant that a lot of people buy. It's very readily available in the nurseries. It is of no value to the pollinators, but the native one is just swarming with pollinators in the fall. And I have lots of other ones like that, but I won't go into all the details, but just to give you an example of that. So she suggested, of course, when you go to the nursery, see if you can find out what the people that grew these plants, what their purpose was. Was it just for garden beauty or was it for pollinators or what? Because some nurseries are now starting to look into native plants and native trees of all, and she did mention trees as well as flowers. And one thing I did find, which was interesting, was that if a plant has red leaves or purple leaves, the pollinators don't like it at all. They are going to head for something that's got green. To them, that's probably a plant. You know, it's got chlorophyll. But she talked a lot about that. Then this Lydia, who I didn't get her last name. I don't know if, Penny, you know her. She seems to be very involved in this society. She did some updating on stuff that has happened, because this study that this lady did was 2017. And it basically was the same thing. She said to, you know, just really work on the nurseries and the garden centers and to get what you want, something that's good for the pollinators. And there's, I have a website someplace if anybody wants that, wild.native.plants at gmail. Website at gmail.com. So if you have questions, you could go to that. Send a message to that person, whomever that might be. I think she might be the one that's the head of Wild Ones. But I don't know what if there's anything else you really want to know. Because I mean, I've got pages of stuff. Oh, I know. I can also tell you that the next one is coming up. Ooh, I don't know if I wrote the date down. I think it's the third Saturday of the month. So it's coming up this Saturday, matter of fact. And it's Charlotte Pyle. I don't know if anybody knows Charlotte Pyle, but she's a retired forester. Not forester. She dealt with trees and woods and stuff like that. But I can't think of her exact title. And she's talking on Beyond Competition, Trees Communicate and Cooperate to Make the Healthy Forest. And I know it'll be interesting because she's an extremely knowledgeable person. She has done all kinds of research in her job and whatnot. And she's a very interesting person to get to know. Every time I have a plant.
Where is it held?
Where it's online. And it's, let's see, Wild Ones. I just got my invitation today. But you could go to Wild Ones. Google that, Wild Ones in New London. It's in New London. It's the Mount Laurel chapter. They have a monthly meeting. And I think it's Marlene Santusiar or something is the president, but you wouldn't need that. Just go to Wild Ones. But it'll be a really interesting talk. I mean, I know she's going to go into the root systems and their communications and stuff like that, but it should be good. I plan to go, but I wish other people would go too, because I can't share all this information with you and be here all night. You know, it's like it's 2 hours that I.
She invited about Marsha?
No, Penny told me about it because she had been a member at one time, but she, I guess currently you're not, and I'm not, but you can go. You just have to tell them you're interested and they'll let you go to it.
Yeah, it's just on Connecticut Wild Ones. It's through the Arboretum at Conn College. And you just put your name on the website. I was trying to find it, but I think I deleted it. But
I have it on my cell phone, but I don't know if I can get it.
All of the webinars are free.
So you just they
do have a native plant seed sale.
Oh, what do you mean? It's a webinar? You don't go in person?
Oh, no,
a walk, you know, that we took, but now they're online.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I want that then.
Well, that's what it is.
Thank you.
It's two hours and you get a lot of information. And they do have a wild plant sale this, the 27th, but that is down at the college, and you have to go there. And you have to, the first hour, you have to be a member. After that, from 1 to 4, I think it is, you can go. But it sounds, you know, nothing I'm interested in, because you're going to be 6 feet apart. You're going to be going and taking turns to go in. It sounds like it'll be a lot of people and a lot of time consumption and really kind of confusing, I would think. Unless you're familiar with it, then you might know what you're doing. You can get a list, I think, of the plants that they're going to have if you're interested in buying the seeds. But
I know that the good one has one too every year.
Yeah, they have a plant sale.
Wild. Yeah.
Not seed. Okay, this is talking seed. About. This is seed.
Oh, seeds. Oh, okay. Okay.
So, but I think you would need to be very familiar with what you were looking for, know where you're going to plant it, whether you have the right conditions. You know, you need to have some prep in your head before you went there. And then I think it would be kind of, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea to hang around, take turns, be a lot of people floating around and whatnot. Haven't had my shot yet. Monday.
That's good reason.
I put the link in.
Okay, Bruce.
Wild Ones.
Okay, Bruce. Hello, I think you're up next with Arbor Day.
Well, believe it or not, spring's on its way. And I think Arbor Day will soon be upon us. We are starting, I've been starting, you know, getting some interest in, you know, from your group, which I appreciate your interest and spirit, you know, for the cause of doing Arbor Day this year. Lord knows Hampton has enough trees, but I think brings awareness to, you know, the environment and, you know, trying to nurture trees and keep the forest going in town. But I have spoken with the elementary school and they're interested. And so the principal is signed on and says, you know, they want to go with it. I figured we would probably do it there to make it easier for them to not, the first Arbor Day, which is the year before last that we did, they actually bussed all the kids up to town hall to plant a tree. And I think we did it at the school. You know, they could, they don't have the busing. They have the kids right there. They can do the distancing and all. But there seemed to be a lot of interest. I mean, last time they kids wrote poems and sang songs, and it was really pretty good. So we're hoping to, you know, do something like that again. And we've also got the Recreation Commission on board, which would like to help out. They have a little budget, you know, they bought a few trinkets, you know, for last year's Arbor Day, which didn't happen because of COVID. They're willing to pitch in there. And I think we might be able to plant at least one, maybe two trees. We have Eversource online as a corporate partner, you know, for this. And last time we did it, they kicked in about 100 seedlings to give to the students to take home. You know, the small seedlings that you can get, you know, and then plant, you know, there's instructions with them and you plant them in your yard or wherever. So I think it'll come off pretty well. And I'd like to see someone, you know, any members that are available to come out and, you know, join in. And I think it'll be everybody seems to be kind of interested in it. And probably get a couple trees planted. We don't know what kind. If you want to go with a theme of, you know, natural, you know, native trees or other kinds of interesting trees that, you know, have a story to tell. But otherwise, I think at least, I mean, the landscape looks like it needs a few more trees, you know, in the landscape of the school. And, you know, I think it'll be a good spot. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having everybody show up and enjoy the day. The traditional Arbor Day is Friday, the last Friday in April, which is this year is the 30th. And, you know, I already talked to the school. They seem to think that that's a good day for them. I don't know if we should have like the 29th or maybe a rain day on the 30th or vice versa, but, kind of keep an eye on the weather. But the last time we did it, it was kind of a rainy day and every buses showed up and all the kids showed up and they're the rugged little kids up in this neck of the woods. So yeah, everybody showed up. And I don't know, I just got to get your feelings for that, let you know that's kind of the thing, one of the things I'm interested in. I'm also interested in, you know, hearing your feedback, you know, if you think this is something that the Conservation Commission is willing to stand behind or, you know, at least encourage, that'd be great. I'd like to have you folks on board.
Great idea.
Yeah,
I think we agreed to be part of.
Absolutely. Yeah, you did. But I just
you needed us.
Want to make sure you're still there, I guess. Yeah.
I would like to suggest we go native because that would be another whole learning thing for the kids. They could, if the teachers wanted to get into that, they could teach them about, you know, the pollination. They could teach them a lot of stuff about trees. And I think native would be the way to go. And in that talk that I just was talking about, I'll name some of the trees that were mentioned. Red maple, sweet gum, American elm, eastern red cedar, winterberry, I guess that's a shrub. The red twig dogwood is another shrub, and blueberry and arrow viburnum, those are shrubs. But if you're talking about the trees, those were the few trees they mentioned. But I even go for oak trees at this point because in our neck of the woods, the oak trees just got wiped out terribly by the gypsy moss. So,
yeah, well, native trees, the sweet gum is something you don't generally find in the woods around here. They do well up here, and they are an attraction to certain birds and butterflies and things.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing to go into, because then this, if the teachers are interested, they can expand something like this into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I did reach out to the staff themselves and said that if they wanted to do any educational opportunities, you know, that comes out of this, that we would be, I would be willing to work with them, you know, on that and you know, try to do something that kind of has a purpose. And
well, we have 2 months before the event. So if there's obviously, if you come up with something you need, you're going to tell us, right?
Yeah, I'll keep you all informed. I through emails and whatever. Like I said, Eversource showed an interest. They haven't really committed to the tree seedlings, but they've done it in the past, and I've worked with them in the past in other places. So I assume they will. But I'll nail that down, and you know, I'll get everybody confirmed on certain things, and then you'll all be invited.
Well, that's great.
As you get, as we get closer to the event and you have a more firm agenda of, you know, like the activities for the day, will you send that to us as well?
Yeah. I'll have to form an agenda. If anybody's got any connections to the local representatives in town, obviously the selectmen, we're looking to reach out to the state senators and representatives and things like that, because they seem to like to want to show up to public events that have a crowd, you know, so, and then they have something to, you know, and then they kind of would like to participate, and it gives it a little more juice. The first one we did without my even putting out a press release, the Willamette Chronicle showed up and they did an article. So I think we'll reach out to the local papers again and see what we can get, you know, to have a representation. But I think we can really get, you know, make Hampton Arbor Day central of Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That sounds great.
And so the other things on the trails and the, I really like the idea of the abandoned roads the non-abandoned roads. I mean, the roads that are now maintained.
Yeah.
This is maintaining those. I mean, that's those corridors, essentially. They'd be end up being wildlife corridors. I even have one that's adjacent to my property here, right off of Main Street. That used to be, Penny, if you remember in the printout you gave me, I think it was between line 7 and 8. They said it's the old Route 6. And it's actually an old extension of Bigelow Road that runs along. There's two stone walls on the side of my property. And I was always wondering why those two stone walls were there. And they actually connected from Main Street down to Bigelow. Before I think Eastall Route 6 was around, and the state gave it to the town. It was actually a section of old Route 6. So that's why Randy had called it old Route 6, because we have old East Route 6, old West Route 6, but you know, this was the old Route 6. And I can't imagine it being a state highway, because it doesn't look like two cars could pass, you know, going down this thing. But I've seen this kind of thing before. So I do have an interest in this, and, you know, I was also looking at one point, looking to the east, you know, coming out of the valley, there's a Windy Hill Road used to have a track that went over the top, and Sarah Parker used to have a track. And now the only way you can get to Brooklyn is either up by Sharp Hill Winery or down by old Route 6, you know, new Route 6. And those used to be pathways into Brooklyn, I would imagine.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question about the tree planting thing. Are you going to prepare the soil there at all? I think that soil is probably pretty crummy. I don't know what part of it you're planning to plant, but.
Yeah, we haven't really looked at the locations or even the species selection yet. But, you know, I think, yeah, usually when you're on a disturbed site like that, it's a lot of fill. And so you end up digging a hole. You know, we'll talk with, hopefully we'll work with the town crew on this, but you end up digging a hole maybe 6 feet wide and amending the soil, you know, and then actually, you know.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to, because I know that site was really dug out to put the school.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fill might have gone in there. But it's good. Okay. And if you have any ideas for future sites, I know I mentioned it before, but anywhere in town that, you know, if we're going to kind of keep this Arbor Day going, we got to find places to plant trees.
Maybe I wonder about the town garage. I know they had, I think, plans to plant more trees. They did have some trees die. I don't know. It would have to be something you'd have to look into, see if they...
Sure. And then roadsides, for whatever, you lost a lot of oak trees. There's there are opportunities to put street trees back in here and there. So, you know, that's another concern too.
If the town ever cleaned up the little river, I mean, having some new trees down there would be good, because right now it's just junk.
Yeah.
You know, that property just acquired, you know, down off of Hammond Hill.
Hammond Hill, yeah.
If they clear the bank, there'll be nothing.
They were talking about cleaning up the bank, but then you need, you know, need some sort of a shade planting to go over the river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a whole project long term, but definitely plenty of places.
Oh yeah. And there's a lot of strategic plantings you can do, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Yes, and that might help the trout fisheries.
Exactly. One of the things to do is keep the river cool, so that you know fish can continue to thrive there.
So, sure.
Especially on the little river, which is not that deep. So.
Yeah. That's a good thought.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce. The item that I added to the budget agenda was the budget. And this year, apparently, whatever money we had in the budget got taken away. But we're trying to work on next year's budget. And I'm going to submit a request in the next day or two for this coming budget. So anybody have any thoughts on that?
It'd be good if they could tell us when they were going to take it away, in case we had something that we were planning that we might have needed some money for. You know, sort of a heads up.
Apparently we didn't spend it, so.
You mean at the end of the year, they spent $50 for me to go to that one conference. One that we're doing the knotweed. But other than that, I don't know. But it's just, or else we better make sure we spend it right when we need to spend it, so that we don't lose any.
How much did we have in there? Was it $500?
I think
we had $250, and then it got cut back to $150.
And then they took it away?
They just took it?
I don't know where it went.
I think that's cheesy. And it was in our budget. And since they are always, every time we ask to put back the $10,000 into the Open Space Acquisition Fund, they say, no, not this year. So the least they can do is not take away our measly $125 and transfer it to the Open Space Fund.
So
that's true.
I asked a couple questions after Penny told me about the $10,000 fund. And apparently that $10,000 fund now has 80 some thousand dollars in it, but it originated in 1984. And apparently, from what Penny tells me, it was supposed to have $10,000. The town agreed, or the selectmen agreed in a town meeting, that they would continue annually to contribute $10,000 to that fund. Now, apparently, we've also spent some of that fund on acquiring pieces of property, but purportedly, it now has somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 grand.
Wow.
So if there's, I figured we'd have a nice party.
I think it's important to tell the Board of Finance, and they already know this, that $80,000 will buy you crap. And so it's not like, oh, well, you know, you've got so much money in this account, why do you need more? Well, we need about 5 billion times more to purchase any kind of substantial protectable area. And they should just cut it out.
Well, I had a couple of thoughts on this.
Unmute yourself, Kathy. Kathy's got her hands up. She knows about these things, but she's muted. I know
she does.
Yeah. Tell us what happened.
Go for it, Kath.
Kathy, you're muted.
Yeah, I'm unmuting. Okay. The open space has $92,724 in it at this point. The recommendations came down last year when the budget was put together, when the Board of Selectmen put the budget together. Basically, they were looking, you know, for different areas as far as keeping the budget lower, so the tax impact because of the pandemic, and we weren't sure what we were getting for funds from the state. When you put up open space parcels to buy, you know, the town does vote on it. Doesn't necessarily mean the money has to be in this account. You know, we have votes within the town, and we pass purchasing parcels, whether there's enough money in this account to do it. This, you know, money is used from this account, but you know, the town votes on it as a whole and the parcels get bought if that's what the town agrees to. So necessarily having it sitting in that account, having Penny, when you're saying like five times, I understand like parcels are expensive and, you know, $450,000 for, you know, would be great to have to be able to purchase land. We're earning very minimal interest on that money right now due to the state of the economy. And some people are because of the pandemic and their financial situation. So, you know, putting parcels up for people to vote on, I think is great. But that, I just wanted to let you know what the amount was that was in there at this point in time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can I ask a question? What happened to the other account, the other land account? There were two at one time. Mm-hmm.
There's the municipal
acquisition account.
Right.
Has $10,005 in it right now.
So, Kathy, since you're looking at the numbers, how many times has the town failed to deposit the $10,000? How many years have gone by where they said, no, we're not doing that?
I believe that I would have to research that. I don't know that off the top of my head. I believe the money's been going into the open space fund on an annual basis. That was voted at a town meeting. I don't know as far as the other account, the $10,000 that's in the land acquisition fund. I don't know if that was an annual thing and, you know, how many years that hasn't been in or if it's been used, you know, for some of the money has been used that, out of that account for purchases. I'd have to research it in order to be able to answer that.
Okay. Well, that's one concern that our committee should be thinking about in terms of a budget. The other concern is things like, let's see, Marcia mentioned, or Penny mentioned, one of you did, we're going to need some tools for knotweed.
Well, we could use some, I guess, if people don't have them, but it wouldn't be a bad idea, especially if we're talking about Job keeping has trails.
Job Lot has a lot of good ones.
And I think like we can, I mean, as members, we can, you know, lend tools to this project. It seems a shame to buy them to just have them sit around for however long.
Yeah, that's true.
We've purchased items before for things like, oh, I don't know, trail markers. And, you know, they don't get used. But like to send people to conferences and to pay our share of the khaki wick or, you know, if there's something that's going on, I don't think that, you know, $250 or $500 is an excessive amount to, you know, to contribute to. Suppose we wanted to be the ones to donate the little seedlings to the Arbor Day. It's not a large sum that we're asking for. Most of the commissions, I think, other than the Historical Society, we're down there. We're not greedy. Well, the only thing we're greedy about is that we ask every year to put the $10,000 back in. But for our own purposes, I would think that anywhere between $250 and $500 we could ask for.
Do you have to specify what it's for, or can you just say you want $250?
Say education. Well, that covers everything.
Education.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to me that if you're going to ask the city or the town for money, you ought to at least be able to give them an explanation of what you're going to do with it. And although it's nice to say people are going to go to conferences.
Maybe if we get rid of COVID, we could sponsor some program and have a speaker and open it up to the whole area or something, you know, somebody that costs money. But you don't know. I think you need some money in a budget just because you might come up with a great idea and it's going to cost you something and you can't get any more money at that time. Most of the time, once in a while, you can request it, I guess, and they can transfer it into your fund. But
yeah, if, you, if you're trying to attract volunteers, it's nice to have a little cash to help, you know, to some amenities, you know, for those people are giving their time.
Exactly.
So that would be a good way to get some.
And that's also a good way to get volunteers too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you just say, you know, give them a pat on the back and, you know, give them a Gatorade and a hot dog or something or whatever, you know.
Something. I mean,
something that, you
especially
know,
teenagers
appreciate their service, you know.
Yeah.
So you could break it down into line items. Like for conferences, you could say $100 because we almost spent that much this year. I mean, that plant conference is $60 alone. And the, you know, refreshments for volunteers, and we've already planned two events already. So there's another whatever. And materials.
And community community outreach, et cetera. Just put something together. The Board of Finance sent, you know, the request for budgets to all the different departments and commissions. Apparently, I don't know if yours got missed, if they didn't send it out, but basically that's what we're looking for. It's just some kind of breakdown in the total that you're looking for next year's budget.
I don't think they're going to quibble over a small amount of money, quite frankly. I mean, you could put all kinds of stuff down. I mean, the PNC is sending everybody to a conference and it's like $50 a head. It's virtual this year. So, I mean, we do it all the time.
Well,
other commissions do it all the time.
Yeah, more people could go to these conferences.
So you all have my email address. Please send me any ideas or requests that you have. And if you could do it in the next 3 days, I'd really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to be sending this, our request in 3 days or less. Okay.
Thanks.
Yep.
And lastly, on our budget or on our agenda, there's a calendar of dates of our meetings. It's the third Wednesday of every month, 6:30. That's what we went with. What's also on the town website now. Any questions about the calendar dates? Okay. Is there any new business?
Wait, I'm sorry, Mark, I was muted. I think we have to have a motion to accept that.
I think that's true.
Okay.
I move we accept the meeting dates.
Thanks.
Okay.
Second. Who second?
Karen.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a motion, it's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Any new business from anybody? Wow.
I have a suggestion. Simply
yes.
Because I have so many emails right now, I'm deleting and deleting like crazy. And if I had deleted this meeting's notice, I would not have had the, what do you call it, to get into the meeting. I'm wondering if it's possible to send it out like a couple of days before, as well as back when you did. Because then I kept fearing that, deleting.
That's what
like
I tried
crazy
to do originally, and then I got text for not getting it advertised in advance. So
that's fine.
I can certainly do that. And I have sent it back out to a number of people for today's meeting as well. So
yeah.
In the future, I'll send it out in time to meet with the town requirements, and I'll send it out a day or two in advance.
Thank you.
It's probably
That'd
a good idea.
Great.
That's one of the things that I think I'm going to put in the budget, by the way, is we keep imposing on Kathy to sponsor our Zoom meetings. And I don't see Zoom meetings disappearing in the future or anytime soon. So we'll probably put that in our budget request. Yes, Kathy.
I'm happy to host your Zoom meetings. I just, and if there's a conflict, I do try to attend all the finance meetings on both the boards of education, et cetera, just to keep up on what's going on. So if there is a conflict, what I'll do is I'll set up the meeting for you, Mark, and I'll use a separate device. But I won't be sitting in on your meetings like I am now. I'll just use a separate device to go into another meeting. And
I'm good.
The temporary host for.
Kathy, do you?
I'm glad when you selected our meeting rather than the finance committee, I'm glad you had your priorities straight there.
we're more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst is the Board of Ed. Who wants to go to the Board of Ed? It's like, those are killers. It's like,
yeah.
Marcia, you had a question?
Any other?
I just had a question. Like, I know the secretaries of all these other committees get paid. Not us, Penny, sorry. But I wondered if the Zoom people that put them together get paid and if you shouldn't be compensated.
Actually, right now, John from the PZC is helping to host the Board of Selectmen's, and he's doing that for free. He does get paid for some other towns that he does the meetings for. The Board of Education, the superintendent has become a host, so he's hosting there. But no, we're not getting compensated. But I just feel like that's something to do for the town.
Okay. Because I know you're not part of this committee, but if they are kind of part of the committees they're hosting, but.
Yeah, I'm happy to do this because, I think different things are important in order to be able to keep things going at this point in time. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, you're dandy to have around, so.
Yeah. Great, tonight you could answer all our questions about.
That's right. It's like, we would be here another hour talking about where the money went.
Yeah.
So no, we're not. Up and get your paperwork, came back and sat down with it and said, here it is.
Well, if there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Nope. Second.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you, Penny.
Three movies or 4 weeks.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye now.